Barbara Rhodes, who represents Zimbabwe at the parliament, explains the burning issue that prompted her to protest.
At the Pan-African Parliament, our major issue is leadership. This parliament was instituted in 2004, and its rules and protocol for AU organs, which Pan-African Parliament falls under, that there should be a cognition and respect for geographical rotation for all regions to be in the leadership. Every 3 years that we have elections.
She says that the institution at its infancy had the East at the helm. Nigeria followed, which was to be followed by the Central region. But Nigeria didn't stay for its entire term. And the Central took over and stayed for its regular stint.
That's when the conversation started. But they maneuvered their way and they took over the seat again after the acting, which was no problem.
She explains when the problem started.
In 2017, the EU itself, knowing that 2018 was the next year of election, the AU wrote to Pan-African Parliament to say, do not forget you are reminded about geographical rotation in the next election, which was 2018. But Central or the French-speaking countries supported each other and got back the guy who was there in 2015.
Rhodes blames the group's relative anonymity on the leadership. She says very few people in Africa know about it, even though the parliament was formed to provide representation for African people.
However, if you are talking of unifying Africa or being united as one, there's nothing wrong if you look at it that way. But there's everything that is wrong when the leadership itself is not doing nothing for the institution to be known. I'm sure you've only known about Pan-African Parliament now because of the scaffolds that arise. But nobody within the media house knew about Pan-African Parliament, including those in South Africa. Yet this institution has been there for 2004. We have a reason for rotating leadership.
Critics have said there is an irony that Rhodes called for reforms at the Pan-African Parliament. Yet back home, her party, ZANU-PF, has been dragging its feet to implement electoral reforms. For VOA, this is Kudzai Zwinavashe from Harare.